For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle, whatever it may be. They will do everything they can to make sure you're fully insured, and they'll do everything they can to make sure you save money in the process. And not only that, they give back to the community. The Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament will take place Wednesday, August 9th at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club. And we will be there for that on Wednesday, August the 9th, to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that backs it all up every step of the way. With great technicians at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. All right, so let's get rolling on this Monday. I believe Matt is off this week. And so... I know we'll have Neil tomorrow. I'm working on getting Tony Knopp on the show this week as well. Colorado has a meeting set for tomorrow, their Board of Regents. And the Board of Regents at Colorado, there is, it's not a voting item. It's an action item that they have on their agenda for tomorrow, dealing with a legal matter with athletics. Okay, what does that mean? Well, I guess we'll find out as time goes what it means. But they've been doing, as we had Dennis Dodd in the show last week, the Colorado athletic director, Rick George, has been doing his, quote, due diligence when it comes to Colorado exploring its options, including the Big 12. All right. Well, any responsible athletic director is going to do that. But I will say this so that people understand. Colorado is a good program with a good market in Denver, a really good market in Denver. But for the Pac-12, on a scale where you're saying, who would it really, really hurt to lose? The obvious ones would be Oregon, Washington. But right now, there's nothing going on with them. And the other one, believe it or not, would be Arizona. Not Utah. Would Utah be a loss? Yes. Anybody you lose is a loss. But for example, the thought process in the Pac-12 has been pretty simple. If like Colorado were to go, they could replace them with San Diego State. And that's how they look at it. That is how they look at it. They could replace them with Colorado State. Okay. Not Colorado State. They could replace them with San Diego State. And that's how they look at it. in terms of the backup plan. One of the problems that they are having right now is I think that their idea out there of not saying anything, because they have not said anything about their deals at all as this process has gone on. I think at some point that's going to have to change. I think at some point they're going to have at some point George Kliavkov is going to have to come out and at least talk about something. You know, and I agree with him not coming out and talking. I don't know what you talk yet. Well, guess what? They are now at the point where I think they have to tell everybody where they stand as to what's going on. Because now, when you've got others being circled around like Colorado is right now, that is a huge problem, and there's so much mystery surrounding them right now that people are starting to wonder if this is it for them, and they need to have somebody come out and say something one way or the other. One way or the other. Before, I didn't think there was a need for them to do that. Nah, now I feel like they've crossed that line. They've got they have some problems right now. They've had problems the entire time, but now it's as time goes, it gets longer and longer. And San Diego State is in an interesting spot because the exit fee between now and the end of the month is exponentially lower from the Mountain West compared to July 1. When they get to July 1 and the new fiscal year, then they have a problem because it becomes exponentially bigger, the exit fee, on July 1 compared to June 30. But, you know, their OutKick, for example, was reporting earlier today that Colorado and Arizona are going to move to the Big 12, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Nobody knows for sure. But, see, Arizona's the one, not Colorado. It would be Arizona's the one, like, yo, that would be the one that hurts. More so than Colorado would be. And tomorrow they're looking for legal advice on a specific matter, athletics matter at Colorado. That's what's on the agenda for tomorrow. Now, what that legal matter is, we don't know, but people are guessing that has to do with what's going on with the Pac-12. Like, legally, can Colorado get out? Sure they can. Their grant of rights runs out in a year. They're in, you know, that's why the Pac-12 schools are so vulnerable right now. They are incredibly vulnerable because their grant of rights runs out in a year. The grant of rights runs out for Pac-12 schools, what's today, June 5th? It runs out in 13 and a half months. I believe it runs out August 1st next year. That's why the Pac-12 schools are vulnerable. They don't have to worry about exit fees. They don't have to worry about it. Yeah. But here, you know, here's the big issues. And the big issues are as follows. Number one, you're the Big Ten. You have to figure out how to integrate USC and UCLA. That's one. Because if you notice, as we sit here on June the 5th, there is no 2024 football schedule yet. And that is only part of it. You need to have schedules for volleyball. You need to have schedules for field hockey, schedules for women's soccer, schedules for men's soccer, schedules for cross country. You have to have those schedules. They don't have schedules for any of them yet. So the lead is there's no 2024 football schedule yet. They haven't even talked about what the formula is yet. And once you figure that out, see, I am, unless it's Notre Dame, I feel strongly the Big Ten shouldn't make any move until the end of this TV contract. Now, this TV contract is 7 years, so I wouldn't make any move in five. 5 years? Okay. Because then you have 2 years to go on your media contract, and then you'll start negotiating, and you would like to have in place who would be part of the conference when you start that negotiation. Last year's negotiation was supposed to wrap up around Memorial Day, and it ended up going into August because of the addition of USC and UCLA. All right? So I would say at the end of year five of this TV contract, then you could start looking at when you want to expand. You already know how it looks with USC and UCLA being in. You already have schedules in place. You see how it works. You see how the travel works. You have a practical application as to what does and does not work. There's all of that that comes into play. Now, the next part is the networks. Okay? I'm sitting there as a TV network. Now, at ESPN, I'm about to have layoffs. Andrew Marchand and John Orrand, Andrew with the New York Post and John Orrand with Sports Business Journal, are saying at the end of this month, you'll start seeing recognizable names being laid off at ESPN. And two they pointed out in their reporting, Andrew Marchand's reporting in the New York Post, is that two possibilities right out of the gate are Susie Colbert and Steve Young. Why? Because they both make a lot of money and they don't work year-round. That was the reasoning they put in their respective articles. All right. So, I mean, that's, And so you're a network. Right? Fox wants money back for the COVID year. All right. ESPN wants some money back for the COVID year. ESPN negotiated their deal with the SEC in 2020. Guess what? They are not giving the SEC more money for Texas and Oklahoma. Okay. You're not going to get more money from these people until the TV contracts are up. If I'm a TV network and you come to me and say, we're adding X and Y, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. That's great. Our contract is for 27 to 32 games. We'll do 27 to 32 games. And we'll give you the same amount of money. You have Peacock and BTN. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to give you more money. I already negotiated a gigantic deal with you. if Notre Dame comes in, now I have some. They're the big chip. There's only one big chip left at the table. With all due respect to Florida State and Oregon and Washington and Clemson, there's only one big chip left at the table. That's Notre Dame. Okay, it's all about brands. They're the only big chip left. The other chips are good-sized chips, but they aren't the big chip. All right, take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you today by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Miami won last night over Denver 111-108. They made one key adjustment in the starting lineup. Kevin Love, who had been starting for them, and then in the Celtics series, they changed the starting lineup. He didn't play, did not play in game one. And last night they started him, put him back in the starting lineup last night. He gave them rebounding, gave them 10 boards last night. He scored. His physicality made a big difference. And Kevin Love is, to me, the best outlet passer I have seen for a big man since Bill Walton. And he made a couple of outlet passes last night that were spectacular. That change really helped. Number two, Nikola Jokic had 41 points last night. Huge. But the number that is not big, and that's in a critical part of how Denver plays, he only had 4 assists last night. Denver didn't shoot the ball well. And 4 assists is a product of the defense play by Miami, but it's also a product of Denver didn't shoot the ball well. Just did not shoot the ball well last night. And that's one of the reasons why Jokic ended up with only 4 assists in the game. And that's a critical component as to how Denver plays basketball. They need to have him. Now, it's not a question of his passing. His passing was fine last night. They need to convert the shots. And Miami continues to do something in the postseason it did not do with regularity in the regular season. They hit threes last night. They were a 34% three-point shooting team in the regular season, had 50% or better just 3 times in 82 games. They did that 3 times against the Celtics, and last night they were at 48% from 3 after being in the upper 20s in game 1. Duncan Robinson was outstanding, especially at the end of the 3rd and the beginning of the 4th. So off to Miami. It's a series. It is now a series. And Miami stole the home court. More next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, RV, boat, motorcycle, bundles. They'll do everything they can to make you fully insured, but also save you money. Customer service means everything to the great people at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. Get back to some of the alleged expansion stuff in a moment. Let's see. 7,000 employees across Disney are going to be let go. And some of them have already been let go. Back in April, Andrew Marshan of the New York Post said the cuts would cover three rounds. First two cuts didn't involve many on-air figures. He said some are going to be asked to take either pay cuts or be laid off. And now it looks like they're going to do this sooner rather than later. According to Andrew, those who are likely to be most in trouble losing their positions are the on-air talent who happen to make some significant coin but don't work as often. Two names that he mentioned in this article right away, along with John Orrand of Sports Business Journal, are Susie Culber and Steve Young. And that ESPN could be looking to make some changes to its Monday Night Football pregame crew. And look, they, you know, let's face it, they've been outstanding, but here's the issue. Like, they don't wear a lot of other hats. That's what they do. I know when I talked to my class, about this. I talked about the last round of layoffs at ESPN. And I told them, I said, about the key to versatility. I said, you know, I don't want you to, you know, end up being the jack of all trades and the master of none. I said, but you've got to be able to fill various roles, especially earlier in your career. And I always give them the example of Carl Ravitch. And of course, Carl at one point worked here in Pennsylvania, worked in Harrisburg. And Carl's been on this show. And just one of the really good guys out there, does excellent work. Well, Carl Ravitch was the host for a couple of decades of Baseball Tonight. And he was outstanding at it. But then they eliminated Baseball Tonight. So what did Carl Ravitch do? But he was able to reinvent himself by calling Major League Baseball and also SEC basketball. And now that's how he kept his job there. He was able to do other things that made him relevant to the company. And look, and Susie Culber has been with them since, 1999? Something like that. And she's been the lead host of Monday Night Countdown since 2015. And they think Laura Rutledge has a chance to replace her in all this. As for Young, there was a profile done in Bloomberg. There was a Bloomberg profile that was done on him. And they say he only works for ESPN because his private equity partners want to keep his public profile high. They say he just mostly uses Monday Night Countdown just to keep his name out there. So we'll see what they, you know, if that is true, comes to fruition. But they're now saying that at the end of the month, something's going to happen. That's one thing, ESPN, that's an area where, and this is a personal opinion, but there are some shows, I'm talking about their pregame shows, I don't get why they just, for me personally, they don't appeal. Now, college football game day, and I think basketball game day, they've done a good job with both of them. But, like, their baseball pregame show, their hockey pregame show, their NBA pregame show, their Monday night pregame show, I don't know. For the All Sports Network, they've never really been able to found the right formula or chemistry in these things, and I don't know why. I don't know why. And that's what's interesting. I mean, they're an all sports group, like they're supposed to be experts in this thing, and they can't find the right chemistry on it. I mean, the TNT group, in my opinion, crushes them on the NBA. I mean, they get crushed. It's way, not just a little bit better, way better. They're more entertaining, more everything. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. In the NFL, look, everybody throws a lot into I don't watch any NFL pregame shows anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, back in the day when it was Chris Berman, Tom Jackson, you know, hey, look, they were fun, they were entertaining. And I almost feel like that's the element that ESPN has missed. They're not fun or entertaining anymore. In the early days of ESPN, Chris Berman, Tom Meese, George Grand, Lee Leonard, Bud Palmer. Lou Palmer, I'm sorry. Then they added in Craig Kilborn. They added in Keith Olbermann. They added in Dan Patrick. Right? Those guys were fun. They were fun. And by the way, now let's take Keith Olbermann's politics aside, please. You don't have to agree or disagree with him. I could care less what you think of his politics. I'm talking as an on-air sports talent. He's an excellent on-air sports talent, and not only that, he's an entertaining, intelligent on-air sports talent. That's whether you agree with his politics or not. That's nothing to do with this show. Right? Just a simple evaluation of what a guy can do in this realm. And Dan Patrick, you hear him every day. He's fun. Who on ESPN is fun right now? Who's fun? That's a big issue. Where's the fun? Where's the good times? Where's the mix of knowledge to go with a couple of good, just like we're having fun here? They never seem like they're having fun. The NBA countdown guys never seem like they're having fun. The NHL guys never seem like they're having fun. The baseball guys don't seem like they're having fun. They don't seem like they're having fun doing the games. As I can tell you right now, as somebody who sits there for a living, doing games is fun. Now, college game day, they have fun. Basketball game day, they have fun. They do a good job. They're fun. All their pro stuff, they don't look like they're having fun. They look like they're just doing it. Like, okay. I mean, that's me. It just don't. I mean, that's the what made ESPN so attractive in the beginning was A, there was nothing else like it. B, you could get all your highlights in one spot. And guess what? They had a blast doing it. And it came through the TV set. They were having fun. Right? Now, I don't know what the fun is. I don't see where the fun is. You try everything so serious, dude. Yeah, come on, sports, man. It's like, oh, breaking news. Signed a 2-year deal for the utility infielder. It's like, all right, just, okay. Go back and look at some of your old tapes and find out that you guys were really informative and had a good time doing it. Who on ESPN? Give me a call. Who do you think's having a good time at ESPN now? Who's having a good time? And you watch TNT's NBA thing? They get serious. They talk about serious issues. They talk about basketball. But they're having a blast. Barkley, Smith, Shaq, Ernie Johnson's a master. They're having fun. That's why it makes the show successful. They're having a good time. I mean, they're all not trying to be the most serious person in the room. ESPN, they're all going to be the most serious and smartest person in the room. Have some fun. Jeez, it's sports. So we'll see what they want to do with the layoffs before the month is over with. And obviously it's happening sooner rather than later. I don't know if it has to do with the fiscal year being the 30th. I don't know. But it just seems like it's happening. I thought it was going to happen maybe the end of July, early August. Sounds like it's going to happen now. Okay. So that's the deal. I mean, they need to loosen up. Hey, are there serious things you have to talk about? Sure, there's serious things you have to talk about. I understand that. But, man, they need to go back to their old way of doing things. And part of that is mixing in, having a good time doing it. NBC's Big Ten pregame show. New York Post is reporting that Matt Cassel, former USC quarterback, former NFL quarterback, back when Tom Brady got hurt and was out for the year with the Patriots, when he hurt his knee in that opener against the Chiefs, it was Matt Cassel that guided them to, what, 10, 11 wins that year? So there you go. Let's see. By winning last night, Mike Breen we are now assured of game 5. When Mike Breen broadcasts that game 5 of the finals, it'll be his 100th NBA finals game. How about that? It'll be his 100th NBA Finals game. Mike Guest lectured in my class a few years ago. And he was a fabulous example of greatness with no ego. Down to earth, approachable, intelligent, humble. And to the credit of Mike, he will get to the 100th NBA Finals game. And look, the Finals have had some great announcers over the years. Great announcers, Keith Jackson, Marv Albert, right? Bob Costas, you know. But Mike's special. So when they play Game 5, and now we are assured of a Game 5 after the Heat winning last night, Mike Breen will announce his 100th NBA Finals game in Game 5. Wow. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, and somewhere. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You probably have been hearing the name Sarah Langs more and more of late. She is somebody who has done an outstanding job as a researcher at MLB.com on history, statistical achievements, and she has done great work over the years, and people have such respect for her. Here's the deal, though. Sarah's 30 years old, and she's battling ALS. Ugh. And it's different. ALS usually, okay, do women get attacked with it? Yes, but not to the extent as men do. She's 30 years old. Do people 30 get it? Yes, but not to the extent that older people do. And Langs is well known on social media about how much she loves baseball. Her catchphrase is, baseball is the best. She is continuing to work, by the way. Great passion for the sport. June 2nd, which was, last Friday, was Lou Gehrig Day. So there are a lot of Sarah Langs tributes and donations made to ALS foundations. They put out a video that included Mandy Bell, Buster Olney, Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, Juan Soto of the Padres, Yankees manager Aaron Boone, David Ross of the Cubs, Brian Snitker of the Braves. She's obviously somebody who's touched a lot of people, but ALS is, you know, I've seen Tim Shaw battle it, Steve Smith, and she's just 30 years old. And, of course, she is attacking it with, I don't know her at all, but everyone says with the bravery of they expect from her. And so she was honored across Major League Baseball. And if you're wondering who that is, that's who it is. And they've been running a charitable auction at MLB.com to benefit the Expanded Access Protocol Program at the Healy and AMG Center for ALS. So, and the auction featured 30 autographed and authenticated Lou Gehrig Day bats, including players selected by Langs herself. She did throw out the first pitch of the Mets game on Friday night. And they did put out baseball is the best shirts for all the media members across Major League Baseball. And the way it is set up, it says base, then ball on the second line, then in small letters is the best. Well, in the middle, the prominent letters are ALS, straight down. Okay. Yeah, that's it. You see something like that, she's 30 years old. Just, it is crushing. You know, I've been around Tim Shaw enough, and then I was around Steve Smith. It's just so tough to see. So tough to see. I mean, the hell that these people have gone through with it. Well, my thoughts on a story you should know and why she has been considered an inspiration. So you may see Sarah Lang's name come up. That's the reason why. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.